Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
I must have been away too long because my feelings are dead. I feel no remorse.
Guess what, guys?
Good news or bad news?
It's gonna be May.
Oh, man. How long were you waiting for to do that?
All day. I even set an alarm so I'd remember to do it.
That's amazing.
I'm big alarm guy. I don't know about you guys. I need to set reminders like all day. It's bad.
That it's gonna be May?
No, well, that one, but I'm just saying in general. I'm always setting reminders for myself because we're getting old, you know?
I know.
We are.
This is very true.
A lot going on. Also, the Bears.
Caleb?
Yeah. Did I do it right? How's he do it? The Bears.
It was more zesty.
Caleb. He's hilarious, though. Like, I think he plays into it a lot.
Everyone keeps saying he's probably the first Gen Z player in the NFL, which I think is just like a PC way of saying the first gay player in the NFL. That's like the vibe I'm getting because they keep saying it. I'm like, I think there's more than one Gen Z player. Right? When does it go from millennial to Gen Z? What's the age?
I think it's we're like on the border, right? Or no? For millennial?
I think we're like prime millennial, no?
I think so.
We're prime. Okay.
But I want to say like Gen Z is like the cutoff might be like whoever's turning 30 now? Maybe?
All that stuff, I don't even know what's after millennial.
Gen Z is considered 97 to 2012. I just Googled it.
There we go. 97 to 2012. So, yeah. So, there's definitely, like, a ton of Gen Zers in the NFL. So, I don't know why they I don't know. I guess they're saying the way he acts and whatever. It is what it is. He seems excited to me.
Can he throw the ball?
Yeah. Can he play the game? That's all we care about. If you're gay, you're gay. Who cares?
Isn't it kind of set up for him? Like, they loaded up that roster.
Loaded.
Their freaking third wide receiver is Odunze. Like, it's insane.
Yeah. Sick. We'll get to that. I want to lead off with, cover your ears, Adam. Our 1A, our dude, Jalen Brunson.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
We've waited how long for this type of player? 30 years.
Yeah, I saw the list today of the point guards from the past.
It's ugly.
It was like, yeah, it's unreal if you go through it. We didn't have a guy that started 2 years in a row for about 20 years. That long.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Let's go through like some of the names. Duhon, Felton, Prigioni. Well, he was a good guy. Good backup. Tony Douglas, Trey Burke. I don't know. There's so many. Like, unrememberable. But, like, we finally got it. And
shout out to Charlie Ward.
Charlie Ward. Chris Childs back in the day. But how old is Brunson? 27?
If that. 25, 26?
26, 27.
25, so, 25, I think.
Yeah.
We have him for, like, at least, like, in his prime, like 7 years, right?
Yeah.
At minimum. So good.
This is year two of the contract, right? So then you figure he's probably going to get an extension next year. And it's going to be a max deal, which is insane because when they first signed him, it was 4 years for $104 million and people were losing their minds. They were thinking,
I was laughing.
Yeah, it was.
I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. Wait, laughing?
No, nobody ever could have guessed that he would have turned into this. Like, no. There are probably a handful of guys in the front office that thought that his ceiling really was this, but they're the only guys probably in the country.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Bill Simmons, Ryan Russillo, they were even talking about this. They didn't see this coming, like, at all. And those guys know, you know, a lot about basketball, obviously. So...
But the thing is, yeah, he's done it at every level. He dominated high school. He dominated college. Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
he can pull. Like, I don't know what else he had to prove.
I think it was just his size,
dropping 47 and 10. You know, at a road game, one turnover, people are like, "Is he a superstar? What the hell do you think?"
I think you know what it is. I think it's the size. I think it's the build, yeah. And I think it's the place where he was drafted. Like, and all that whole thing just builds a stigma. Like, even with Jokic, when he was a second round pick, like, it took a while for people to really catch on to what was happening there also. So,
yeah,
I think it was almost inevitable that this would take, like, it's going to take a while before people are like, even now, people, like, maybe not this moment, but even during the season when he was having a great year, people were like, oh, they still need a number one. And I'm like, well, if he's not a number one, then, like, who's a number one, you know?
You know what? I hope the media fan, like, I hope they keep on saying that. It's just going to motivate him more, and he thrives off that, so.
Yeah.
Keep it coming.
It's kind of it's kind of like the Steph Curry effect. Like, you couldn't believe what you were seeing, because he's, like, this skinny, like, 18-year-old-looking dude that's just, like, dominating.
Right.
I think it's the same effect with Brunson.
Yeah, like Adam said, Jokic, it's like the look test. Yeah. They look like.
Yep. He doesn't look like an NBA star.
Right. It reminds me a lot of when the Suns got Steve Nash.
That too. Yep.
Like, it doesn't make sense, right?
Yeah. You just look at it, you know, we hate to, like, label, you know, white, short white guy with, like, long hair. I mean, it looks kind of funny, but, like, you know,
can't jump, can't defend, not really that athletic. But it works.
It works. I threw out kind of like a funny in our group chat a couple of weeks ago, like a funny little thing, and I can't stop thinking about it. Maybe I'm crazy, but is this Knicks team the 2016 Warriors?
All right, explain that. You're gonna have to explain that.
Okay. Brunson is Steph. Devo is Clay. Hart is, I guess, a better version of Barnes, or maybe like an Iguodala. OG is Draymond, but a better three-point shooter. And then Hartenstein is like Bogut.
The 2014 Warriors.
No, 2016. Like before the pre-Durant Warriors. Am I crazy?
Prime
Clay was like...
Really, I was just gonna say, I think you're underrating Clay there. Like, I like DiVincenzo.
Oh, nice no, player. Clay's definitely better. But, like, if you looked at Devo's regular season numbers, post New Year, wasn't he averaging like 20 something a game, and like 40% from three? And
yeah, like he was very good starter. But I mean, Clay was like
Clay's definitely better.
Yeah, like he had like no. I know what you mean though. Like in theory, right? Like the. The way they play their roles is very similar.
Yeah, that's the what I mean. Like, all the archetypes are there.
Yes, that's what I mean. Like, Hartenstein and Bogut are kind of, like, similar games. OG, actually, I think OG's better than Draymond, to be honest with you. We just maybe haven't seen it because, I don't know, he's been hurt a bunch over the years. Like he didn't play in that.
I will say this, like, by no means, and I love this team, and I love, like, all the hype, and I love that everyone is all about the Knicks. And by no means do I think this is a championship team. I think things are breaking the right way in terms of, yeah, the Bucks don't have Giannis, and Dame just went down, so that's not good. They're playing Philadelphia as a 7 seed with Embiid all banged up, and, you know, I mean, we've had our breaks too, where our bad breaks where Randall goes down, but I still don't think the Knicks are better than the top teams in the West. Fortunate for them, they only have to play one of them, so it's maybe you could say the Wolves or Nuggets. And I don't know, Boston's going to be a tough matchup.
Oh, did you just see what happened?
KP's out.
Yeah, Porzingis went down. We'll see how serious that is.
The inevitable. Yeah.
But even so, like even without Porzingis, I think going against Jaylen Brown and Tatum is going to be tough. And White.
I think a better comp for the Knicks would be like the Derrick Rose Bulls. Maybe not with the exact archetypes that you mentioned, but like with the way they play defense, especially like you saw at the end of the fourth quarter against Philly, like Philly just couldn't score. And like the Knicks didn't even have a center in. Like Embiid just couldn't score because they were just all over the place. And then Derrick Rose and Jalen Brunson, that would be your engine and the kind of the rest of his, like Brunson's the engine and then everybody else is just kind of like in his orbit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so Warriors. That's the way I see it. Yeah, Warriors definitely better offensive team. I think this Knicks team, though, you could argue is better defensive team than that 2016.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They play really good defense. This Knicks team.
Yeah. So I don't know. It was just something that kind of came to me. Maybe it was during the time when Devo was like really like playing well. He's been like very spotty so far, but it's four games. We'll see. No, it's exciting times. Hopefully they can close it out tomorrow. So
it's breaking really well for them, though, right? Like, so if they win tomorrow, you play in Indiana, who they can't defend anybody, and I don't think they're a better team than us.
No.
We should be able to beat them. So then you're in the Eastern Conference Finals, and I know everyone right from then is going to think finals and championship, but, I mean, just getting to the Eastern Conference Finals with this team without Julius Randle and Mitch being hurt half the year and – OB being down, I think it's a huge, huge accomplishment. And then maybe they can make a little noise in terms of maybe they win a game or two games. If they really beat the Celtics, that would be fantastic. But it reminds me of like 99 when we had to play the Spurs and we just got buzzsawed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Celtics don't scare me. Maybe I'm the only one.
I know, Paul, you keep saying that.
I feel like there's...
State your case.
Front runners. The Knicks can, I don't know.
State your case.
What's scary about them? We match up with them talent-wise, especially if KP's out.
Well, if KP's out, OG and anything goes.
OG and Hart guarding the wings. Who's guarding Brunson? Holiday? Nah, I'm good. They don't scare me. The bigs, who's their big men? Hartenstein, Mitch, and Precious, they're going to out-rebound all these guys there. Al Horford? Al Horford?
But, like, think about it. You got Tatum and Brown on the same team. That's two of the best players on the floor, right? 10 guys are on the floor.
Derek White
would have
– Derek White's been playing really well for them, too.
Derek White and Holiday, those are defensive nightmares. Like, we can go on – like, think about it yesterday. If Brunson's not going off, nobody else scores. Like, what did Hart go 0-7 in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, he can't hit free throws. But like Derek White, like I said, like scares me more than Jaylen Brown. That guy, if you really punch him in the mouth in the playoff, he just quits. He just gives up.
Yeah, and
like Miami last year.
And Tatum's been pretty kind of spotty in the playoffs over the years too, right? You know?
100%.
Yeah. He kind of disappears a little bit. I see what you're saying. Like
And then also Joe Mazzulla versus Tom Thibodeau. Come on.
I think the Knicks, they want it more than every team, right? They play their ass off. Like, these guys are playing 40-something plus. I mean, they had a 7-man rotation. Pretty much, right, yesterday? Because Bogey was out. No Mitch. Yeah. Right? 7-man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, 7-man rotation. And I don't know. They just want it more. The rebounding, they're going to out-rebound every team. They're going to out-hustle every team. So they're always going to give you a fighter's chance, I feel like.
Yeah. But like Josh said, they need that score. You can't just rely on Brunson to score 40 a game.
That's where we miss Randle.
Not sustainable.
That's where we miss Randle. Yep. We thought Devo could be that guy to step in. He's, I don't know, other than the big shot in game two.
Yeah.
But you know what? You know what kind of scares me? If they don't bring it tomorrow, I don't want to go to Philly for game six and then live the game seven.
No, definitely not.
A do or die at Madison Square Garden. They just need to win tomorrow.
Just win. Just close this out, please. I can't have Adam, you know, fucking texting us.
Philly and seven. Wait, I said Philly and seven. Could we just talk about Philly for one sec?
Yeah, sure.
Embiid, at the end of that game, like, Philly's got, like, a little puncher's chance there, right? And he's got a little 4-foot bunny, which he's probably – if not the third best mid-range shooter in the NBA. He's definitely a top five mid-range jump shooter.
Yeah.
It's there for him. He's 6 feet away from the basket, and he's wide open, and he looks at the rim, and he puts it on the floor into traffic, and he flings up this weird layup, and then he looks at the official looking for a foul, and I'm like, this guy is so afraid to shoot in that spot. It's at this point, we're in year, what, 10 for Embiid?
Yeah.
I mean, at some point, you have to look at a guy and say, you know, like, and there's guys like this in every sport, like Clayton Kershaw before he finally got one. Peyton Manning had that reputation for a while. I think Embiid's just one of these guys. Like, once the lights get bright, he just shrinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep. Wait, do any of you guys have any Sixer fans in your life that you've, like, spoken to, like, today by any chance?
I don't.
They got quiet. I have one guy that I'm friends with. Yeah, he's real quiet.
I think they've kind of, I mean, you could tell by, you know, the Knicks fans just taking over the Wells Fargo Arena. That was crazy. This is Philly. They pride themselves on being like the best sports fans in the country, right? And they just let Knicks fans just like walk. I mean, it was like a home game, like a home game. They were chanting MVP when Brunson's at the line. They're booing Embiid when he's at the line. Like,
they put a Knicks jersey on the Will Chamberlain.
Dude, I know. Fuck Embiid chants. I mean,
they have,
that was nuts.
Philly has the reigning MVP, and they were chanting MVP for the opponent.
That's nuts. In Philly.
It's insane. I think that speaks volumes to how they feel about the team at this point.
That's what I was
Which we mentioned before. Yeah. I think they know it's over. I think the front office has botched this thing so many different times. Like, even this year, they had Harden, who's had a really good round, and they gave it to the Clippers for essentially nothing.
Yeah.
Like, that might change. That might make a difference in this series. Like, the Simmons stuff before that, and the Jimmy Butler stuff, like, where they decided on Tobias Harris. And it's like the list never ends of mistakes they've made. Like drafting Markelle Fultz with the first pick instead of Tatum.
Yeah.
It's like mistake after mistake. And they really, as bad as Embiid's been in the playoffs, they haven't supported him either. So it's a combination of everything.
Yeah, I think the fan base is exhausted. They're just done with the process. Like, trade everyone but Maxey, right?
Yeah, it feels like if they lose tomorrow, this might be the end of that era there.
I think so. What's a good Embiid team?
Miami. I could see him going to Miami.
Playing next to Bam. Oh, shit.
Golden State.
What about the Clippers? I could see the Clippers. That just seems so obvious to me.
Clips, yeah.
That seems...
I don't know.
Yeah.
Philly, like, you would think they'd want to keep him out of the East, but then again, they traded with Brooklyn. And I don't know.
Who knows?
Paul, you mentioned the Warriors earlier.
Yeah. I think, like...
I thought about it.
Curry,
like that. I could
Curry
see
would
that.
Be dope. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's a West team. I think it's, like, the Warriors or the Clippers. I don't know why I have the Clippers in my head. Probably just because they got the new arena coming and... I think Paul George is going to sign with someone else, or maybe the Knicks.
How about another new Twin Towers with Wembiana?
Oh, I didn't think about that one.
I mean, he wouldn't want to go there, but, you know.
For a guy that just won MVP last year, and what did he average, like 30 and 12 this year or something like that?
Yeah.
I don't think his trade value is going to be what people think.
Meaning teams are not... A lot of teams want to stay away.
I don't think teams are going to line up to get him, and I don't think he's going to end up getting traded for like one of these, oh, we're giving up four first-round picks and players and young guys, like what the star trades have been. I think that era might be over to begin with the new CBA, but I also think Embiid's going to be a tough one to move.
Yeah, the injuries are going to scare people. Obviously, if they lose in five, like, and he like really has like a fucking, like an awful game. In game, you know what I mean? Like, embarrasses himself almost. Yeah. It's going to be a red flag.
He's 30 years old, and he's already, like, laboring when he just walks. Forget about playing basketball. He walks. He walks like – it reminds me of, like, Andre the Giant when he was, like, old and sick. You know?
Yeah.
He's just, like, limping everywhere.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's crazy. Gobert went for five first-rounders. Nobody's going to offer those types of deals.
No way.
And you don't hear about that deal anymore because of Anthony Edwards. But if Minnesota wasn't good, they'd be killing them.
I mean, look at the Suns. They gave up four first rounders for KD, and now they're kind of stuck. And KD's, I mean, I'd rather have KD even at age whatever he is than Embiid right now.
Yeah, it's crazy. Now they're talking about he never felt like he was a fit there. That's crazy.
Yeah, Vogel, he's probably a goner. Apparently, he wanted a point guard, and the rest of the stars didn't want a point guard, or the front office didn't want to put, because they thought it would take the ball out of their hands or something. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez.
I think with KD,
and I hate to say it now because he's not on the Nets, but like that, as good as he is, and he's probably one of the most talented players that's ever lived, not probably, he is one of the most talented players that ever lived, that negative energy and that permeates through everything, like every stop he's been at. I think the Suns are feeling that now. The Nets felt that for 4 years. It's like he has a cloud around him because of his negativity. And I don't know how he shakes that, honestly.
100%. 100%. And now, you know, Stephen A's starting the rumors about Devin Booker wants to be a Nick. It's like, Stephen A, like, stop fucking, like, star chasing. Like, he just, like, enjoy the ride. You claim to be this big Knicks fan.
I don't even know if he's a Knicks fan. He just says stuff to say stuff.
He's just a cartoon character. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, my God.
Nobody's wanted to come to the Knicks in, over 20 years. Now, all of a sudden, Devin Booker wants to come here. Yeah. And he knows it. Nobody else knows
and
it.
You gotta,
he
knows it. And you got to be a certain type of player to want to come play for Tom Thibodeau, right? Because didn't the players vote? He was like last coach they'd want to play for. Did you see that? There was like that poll. Yeah.
And then Hart responded like, "Yeah, then we wouldn't want you anyway." I don't know.
Yeah,
he's like a
Knicks culture
player needs to be with him.
Yeah. I don't think Booker would be one of those guys, to be honest with you.
Definitely not. Definitely
he's not a Tibbs guy. Remember that off season when they double teamed him?
Oh yeah,
he like threw a fit.
Yeah. Definitely.
Did you see those memes where they just replaced Luka's face with Anthony Edwards? And it's like, how many people can own this guy in the playoffs now? Which is true, right? Like, he's supposed to be the shooting guard and the guy, right? And then you're supposed to pay premium compensation to trade for that guy, and all he does is get owned in the playoffs? Like, come on.
Nah.
And he had KD as a running mate this round. And win a playoff game. I've never been
a fan of Booker. I mean, he's a good piece to add to, like, if you have studs on your team, but him as like the main guy, can't win.
Very, very, very dumb face.
Yeah, punchable face. We hate his Michael Myers face.
But Anthony Edwards even said it. He goes, I don't think that I was per se better than Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant had a very good series. He just thinks, he's like, our team was just better than their team. And that says a lot, right? That means guys like Booker and Beal, they gave you nothing.
Yeah, true.
They couldn't win one game.
Disaster. Such a disaster. But speaking of best shooting guards in the league, Ant-Man. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Great. He was the best player in the series.
Bro,
he's elevated into, like, maybe top five in the game.
I think so.
Am I crazy? I was watching highlights one of the games, and all I could think about was Jordan. Am I crazy?
Like Jordan. No.
Like all the moves he was making, and it just everything was like, holy shit, this is like the next like Jordan Kobe guy, I think.
And he's really young too, right? Because he only went 1 year in Georgia? 1 year or 2 years?
One.
Crazy. Yeah. Yeah. And he's charismatic. I mean, this kid's gonna be a star. He already is.
I'm really excited to see what this Nuggets series brings.
Oh, it's gonna be amazing.
Because if you think Jokic is, which I do, I think he's the best player in the NBA, and you have Edwards, who's like this up and coming, who knows, phenom. I think it should be a good matchup.
They'll play the winner of Clips Mavericks, right? You think they'll win?
You're right. That's right.
Yeah, they would see them in the finals. Okay.
Yeah. I would pick Minnesota in that matchup for sure.
Oh, it wouldn't be. It's not going to be Matt. No. It's not going to be Wolves Nuggets next round.
No, because they were the first. They were the top seed, so they wouldn't.
OKC was the top seed, right?
So that'd be good if they go to the Western Conference Finals. Minnesota gets home court advantage.
Wait,
that'd
no,
be cool.
Guys, I think we got it wrong. I think OKC was the one seed.
OKC was the one seed.
OKC is one.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So I think they would play next round.
Wow.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Oh, I forgot about Thunder. Yeah, okay.
That's going to be crazy.
I think they match up with Denver very well. The two bigs.
For sure.
And then you got like McDaniels on Porter.
And what's going on with Jamal Murray?
Like,
I think I just saw. Yeah. I think he's active tonight.
Oh, he is. Okay. Yeah, he hurt something.
Yeah, he has like a strained calf, I think, which is not a good thing to hear.
Yeah.
But if the Lakers, win tonight, then it's interesting. You go back to L.A.
That is true.
Yes.
That does make things a little interesting.
I kind of want to stay.
And then
I can see it. I can see Lakers winning tonight.
Yeah. And Clippers-Mavs is probably going seven, right?
Seems like a weird. That's a weird series, man.
I know.
A lot going on in that one.
Oh yeah.
I would have lost a lot of money. I thought the Mavericks would have won yesterday.
Down.
Yeah,
31.
I was shocked by that as well.
Yeah. I don't know how you get, like, you're down 31, come back to tie the game and you lose. I think I'd rather lose by 80.
I know. I know. That's like the old Knicks fake comeback. Remember that?
Oh, the worst.
Yeah. Oh, that's brutal. That's brutal.
But yeah. Luka's gimpy, right?
Yeah, Luka's saying he's like, Kyrie's playing, doing all the work, and I'm struggling over here. He's like, I'm letting him down.
He just looks so out of shape, and I don't know, looks like a mess. But
he was in great shape this year, though. He was like less fat than he's usually.
I know, it's weird.
But I think he's hurt. I think he's just banged up.
But I think that's going seven, and I think Magic Cavs probably too, right? That will go seven.
Yeah, that feels like a series where the home team wins every game.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just weird though. Like,
I tell you what. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, Cavs like dominated home, and then like Orlando comes and they win by like what, 25? Like,
yeah.
Like home court should not mean that much in an NBA playoff game.
No, I know.
But it did. It's weird.
Well, for the Knicks, definitely. It seems like so far. I mean, it's only been two games, but the crowds have been incredible.
I think the Knicks, in a weird way, they like playing on the road just as much at home. They like that.
They were good on the road this year. Yeah.
Very good. And I think Brunson, like, enjoys that.
The games are also much different. Like, if you were watching, we watched a ton of regular season games. Like, the first quarter, you notice the scores were 50, 60. Some teams scored 70 points in the first quarter. Or, like, first half or whatnot.
Yeah.
And then, like, these games, I was looking at a couple games. It would be, like, 29-29, and you're just starting, like, the second quarter or a couple minutes into the second quarter. The games just slow down. They're more physical, more fouls. Now you're seeing a lot of wear and tear on players.
Yeah. 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 Just beating people up. Beating people up. I have a funny story about the speaking of the Knicks crowd. So I have this consultant. On billing at Bank of America at work. And I called him the other day because Bank of America had some new policy I had to tell him about, whatever. And he's like this, like, young kid. Well, not young kid, but, you know, mid-20s probably. And he lives in Hell's Kitchen. And he's from, like, I think Northern Virginia, like D.C. area. So he's not from New York. He's not a New Yorker. And he's not, like, a Knicks fan. But we're, like, you know, talking business, whatever. And then at the end, we started, like, some small talk. And he's like, hey, are you a Knicks fan? And I'm like, yeah, I am. And he's like, oh, man. He's like, it's been awesome around here. He's like, I'm becoming a Knicks fan now. Like, the fans are so awesome. He's like, I want to go over there after the game and, like, party with them. It's like, Knicks fans have become, like, a thing. It's like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Some of it's cringy, but, like, you know, it's funny. I don't know.
Yeah. So. I mean, that's absurd that they took over Philadelphia Arena.
Yeah.
That was shocking.
It's wild.
That was shocking. Yeah.
They did that a couple of times in the regular season, like when they went to Orlando, Charlotte, I think New Orleans was one. Certain times, yeah, they travel or they have a lot of transplant New Yorkers.
But the thing is, it's that's like true. Philadelphia, they're considered like a top, you know, 3-4 sports city, right? Like,
yeah.
That's embarrassing, man. That would never happen in Boston.
They St. Joe's fans threw coins at us at the Garden. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I think they're just fed up with Embiid and this team.
That's what I'm saying. I think they're just out. They're like, fuck it. They're better off losing. You know.
They were saying on the fan today that some guy was there, or his friend or whatever, and he said that vendors from Philadelphia realized that there were so many Knick fans there that they started selling Knick merchandise.
That's incredible.
What? Yeah, like outside the stadium, yeah. So the guy's like, I thought it was bullshit. So my friend was just like, you know, messing with me, but he went online and he saw it. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Crazy.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty brutal. pretty brutal.
Because think about it. They've done all these things to make you hate their team, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you go through this, like, period in time where they're purposely trying to lose every single game, right? And then you get Ben Simmons, one of the most hateable guys. Then you get Embiid, who took him a couple of years to get going. He's injury prone. Then when he gets going, he just blames – he doesn't win, and he blames everybody. He just folds like a folding chair in the playoffs. Blames the fans, blames the refs, blames the teammates. It's never like, yeah, I'm an MVP, and they beat us today. No, he never falls on the sword.
He's not
even like coming into this season, right? Like, all right, you got Embiid, you got Maxey, you got a full season of Harden, and then Harden demands the trade.
Yeah.
Like the season didn't start yet. At that point, you're just like, fuck this team.
Yeah. So the teams, they're probably just like, screw this. I'll go root for the Eagles, you know?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Definitely.
Absolutely. But, hopefully Knicks close it out tomorrow night. What would you guys say is like the top five, like the first team all first round so far? If you had to...
Ooh, good question.
Brunson, Edwards.
Yeah, that'd be my backcourt.
Brunson, Edwards.
I'm going to say Jokic.
Jokic, definitely.
Jokic. Who else? Holmgren? Holmgren's been doing great.
That good, though? First team?
Maybe not.
What about Miles Turner? No, Anthony Davis. I'm sorry. Anthony Davis.
Davis has been awesome.
Yeah. He's been awesome. Like, really good.
We need one more forward, right?
Yeah,
we need a small forward.
Yeah, small forward.
What about one of the Magic guys?
Oh, it's Paolo. Has he been? He's been.
You know, I haven't exactly been following that series.
I think I watched two minutes of that series in total.
Yeah, I've watched like none of it.
I have like no interest.
Well, maybe Tatum or Brown.
Have they been doing really well? I should we say
Caleb Martin?
What about Josh Hart? I know a bit of a homer, but guy had 17 rebounds yesterday. It's pretty.
Miami's down by 20, and Tatum just had a ferocious dunk, windmill one handed.
Oh, shit.
Just crammed it on Caleb Martin.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that. Good.
Yeah.
It's a player.
Maybe Paul George is he's been doing good.
Oh right? George's been really good.
Yeah,
I forgot about that series
with Kawhi out.
Also, James Harden's playing good.
Harden's been playing good.
Yeah,
can Kawhi retire now?
I know. I'm like, it made me sick. Did you see the video of when he was the last roster spot on Team USA? Did you see the video of him being told by Ty Lue?
Oh, like he didn't care.
He did not give a fuck at all. I'm like, this is ridiculous. They picked this guy over you know, Brunson or whoever else got left off. Fucking bullshit.
He's an interesting dude. I don't know his deal.
Can you imagine though him and Embiid on the same team? Like, I hope Embiid goes to Clippers. My God.
He might be one of those guys where like if he retires, you never hear from him again.
That's what will happen.
Oh, definitely. Never hear from him. 100%.
We'll just fade away.
You barely hear from him now.
I know.
Yeah, that's true. I forget he's in the NBA so much. Like, I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, then all of a sudden you're like, Kawhi at 30. Kawhi at 35. Yeah, oh, Kawhi's back, and then he disappears again.
Yeah, he was in that one – he's in that one commercial, that New Balance commercial with the rapper, the white rapper. What's his name? Fuck. It's like, hey, Harlow? You!
Jack Harlow?
Oh, Jack Harlow, yeah. He's in that like one commercial where he doesn't even need to talk, you know. So
why?
All right, should we move on? NFL draft?
Sure.
So good draft, you know. I mean, I haven't really heard too much from the Giant fans from you two. How do you feel?
Before we get into the Giants, I thought the draft was boring.
Yeah.
So did I.
Yeah, I wasn't too.
I'm always into it. I follow it a lot, and I did. I watched a lot of it, but this year, I think the talent isn't as good as other years, maybe. But I thought it was boring. The highlight for me was Eminem and Roger Goodell.
the first 5 minutes.
He's like, you know, they're gonna boo you, right? I'm not afraid. I was just like, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I think they're trying too hard now. It's too much, like, you burnt out. You're doing mock drafts, and it's like...
Such a spectacle at this point.
It's wild. It's wild. Yeah, Detroit really, they blew it up.
Yeah, I think because it's like this whole huge thing of like mock draft culture and everything, now the mock drafts have no weight because they do them every day.
Every day.
Then people, it's almost like they tell people to do crazy ones. None of them are serious. None of them are real. So all of it is bullshit. Like, you can't even believe any of the rumors. I used to get excited about like real rumors that were happening, but they do it. They talk about it every day. They mock it every day. And it's like, okay, nobody really knows anything.
Also, what was up with Sheffy like telegraphing all the picks?
That was annoying. I know. Oh, so that stupid. Was horrible.
I know.
Like, I was legitimately on the edge of my seat at the Giants pick. Like, is it going to be McCarthy? Is it going to be Neighbors? And then they go to Sheffy with like 11 minutes on the clock. And he's like, yeah, so it looks like they're leaning receiver. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Great. Awesome.
He basically gave away the Penix pick, too.
He gave away every pick. And even NFL Network did it, too, because I switched it because Schefter pissed me off. And then they did a whole thing about the Atlanta Falcons could be taking Penix, like, right before they took it. And I'm like, if you didn't know anything, if they didn't do that, you would have lost your fucking lid.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It would have been awesome.
Shock value would have been nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. You would have been like, holy shit, that's definitely a trade. Like, what's going on? And nope, that's, like, who they took.
Yeah.
I get Twitter doing it, the beat writers or whatever, but for the live TV, like, no, you can't.
It happened 1 year in the NBA when they told
Shams Woj.
And Woj, don't do it, and they, like, out of spite, got angry and did it anyway. But
yeah,
they were like, leaning strongly towards this player.
Yeah, because you're kind of I get it. I guess like that's their job, but like there's a time and a place. We know like they're the insider, but you know if they want to make it this entertaining, you know, like show, well then you know let
it happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. It's kind of lame. It's like we stay off Twitter for that reason, and then it's like it doesn't even matter that it's like okay, maybe I'll just leave this shit on fucking mute.
That was a big part of it. That ruined it for me. That kind of took all the steam out of it, and I was just like, whatever.
As far as the actual Giants draft, though, like I'm just gonna say that I think they're gonna suck next year. But I think that Neighbors was a good pick. Like, I think he's gonna be awesome. I think they did good in the second round, and I think they just needed more talent. They got more talent, so I think that they did good in the draft. But they'll still be bad enough to where they can get their quarterback next year in the draft.
And there'll be a lot of them. There'll be a lot of them.
Yeah, every year.
Yeah, absolutely. And
there'll be five guys in the top 15 next year again.
Oh, yeah. And they were locked in on Drake May. It was like May or bust, right, for them?
I don't know.
Yeah, today,
it was for Joe Alt. That's what Schefter said today.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I really believe that.
I think it's bullshit. They're just trying to save face, but...
Because I follow it. Like, he was the one person that... I would have been kind of pleasantly surprised if they took him. They didn't mention him in any of the things that I was reading every day leading up to it.
No, and the Giants had scouts at May's games all season. Like it was all year. It was like, oh, the Giants are in on May. The Giants are in on May. So I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Did you see Belichick on McAfee?
I thought he was the best part. I thought he was the best part of the weekend.
He was
awesome.
He's good.
He's really good on TV.
I can't believe it.
Shocker.
But that's, you know,
he's personable. He's really personable.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what kind of reminds me of? When Eric Mangini, Mangina, when he was a Jets coach, he had like zero personality, right? And then he like went and did TV and he was like, oh, all of a sudden he's like talking and got a personality. Like, what? I didn't see that coming.
I think those guys could just do stress-free football. They can just talk about it, and it has no impact. And they're so brilliant. They know everything.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, enjoying him. Where is he going to be, like, full-time next year? Or this season?
He's he's doing Madden casts, I think, every Monday.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then he's going to be on McAfee a lot. And I think ESPN will just pull him into stuff.
Huh. Interesting. Wow.
And then if the Giants suck, he's probably going to coach the Giants.
Probably, yeah.
Who knows? Maybe he'll like this so much that he's just kind of done with coaching.
Yeah.
Right? The only reason I'm going to disagree with you on that one is because he's only a few wins away from being all-time. And I think that matters to him.
True.
But so in terms of the Giants draft, I really wanted them to move up and get May. But at the same time, and we talked about this, these quarterbacks, none of them were Joe Burrow.
Right.
None of them were the guy,
sure,
right?
Things, yeah.
They're all projects. The team, if you look at the roster, and I pulled it up multiple times, the depth chart at every position, this team doesn't have a lot of talent. They're like so light in every position.
Yeah.
With only, I think they only had 5 picks, so they could only have 5 players to add to certain positions. The team's bad. The team's really bad. Unless
they haven't had a 1,000-yard receiver since Odell left, and I feel like the last couple of years they haven't had like a 700-yard receiver. So like getting a guy like Neighbors who should be able to come off the street and get 1,000, I think that's huge.
Yeah, the last time was 2018, 1,000-yard. That was Odell.
That's insane. Insane.
Wow. And what's with Neighbors? Is this just how he is? Like his kind of like his personality? And he's very just like serious. Or is he pissed off? Daniel Jones is his quarterback.
Ultra competitive. Like he just plays angry. Like when he plays, he wants to fuck you up.
Yeah, because he seemed like, I don't know, like not excited to be there. But, you know, maybe that's just how he is. What do you call it?
I thought they were going to take Rome just because Neighbors also has like a gun arrest on him.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's very anti like John Mara, New York Giants, Giant way kind of thing. But I guess they did their background and cleared all that. But
I think he's the most athletic player.
Yeah, I mean,
he's such a freak.
If they're Plaxico, you got nothing to lose. Whatever.
That's true.
Right? Yeah, it doesn't get any worse than
that. That's true.
I saw him run an unofficial time of like 4.2 40. That's
Jesus.
Crazy.
And the shiftiness too on top of that. Like it's the speed, the shiftiness and the ability to break tackles also. He does it all.
So pre-draft, I was listening to him talk, and then even after the draft, when he got drafted by the Giants, I kind of get this sense that he doesn't like Daniel Jones or doesn't think Daniel Jones
what do you call him?
Daniel Jones. I don't think he thinks he's good at all.
I know. That's why I'm saying he seems pissed. He's like, oh God, this is my quarterback.
Yeah. Well, what was it when he came off from the SUV?
Yeah.
And
that
Dable
one.
And Shane.
He didn't smile. Like,
yeah. It's hilarious. Dable looked at him. He's like, you all right, bro? Like, what is this? Like, it was really funny.
Now, listen, I think there's a decent chance his quarterback is Drew Lock next year.
That's what I'm thinking. At least to start the season.
Not bad.
I've been telling you, like, if they really think, like, this kid could be, like, a Jamar Chase, like, somebody really, really good, you need a quarterback that can make those plays. And I don't know if we have one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The one good thing about Neighbors is he does a lot of stuff, like, at the line. Like he's great off like screen passes and stuff like that. So
yeah, loves the sweep.
Sweeps. So they should be able to get him the ball.
Yeah,
they'll
get creative. Because
Tommy DeVito's 15 minutes are completely up now, right?
Yeah, I think that's over.
Yeah, it's over. It's over.
Is he'll just be the third string, kind of chill, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, right. He'll stay on the team, right?
I don't know. Maybe he'll be a swing player, practice squad player, then come in when they need him if somebody's hurt.
Okay.
I keep him around as a mascot.
Right? Yeah.
There's the guy.
Yeah.
Have him do the thing with the hand, you know, the gesture, you know, and good to go. Yeah. Why not, you know? Any other picks that you guys liked from the Giants?
Oh, I love the tight end that they got.
From Penn State? End. Yeah.
Yeah. That was probably my favorite pick of the draft.
The Purdue running back also, I'm pretty excited about.
Yeah, Tracy's a stud. He's good.
And the safety he's got really is good too, right?
Saban called the best safety.
Yeah. I've heard mixed things about the safety, but I like what I see. I don't. Here's the thing: they do draft grades for everything, and nobody knows anything.
Right. Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
yeah. You do it three. You got to do it 3 years later.
They're awful.
Exactly. Yeah. 3 years later.
Yeah. Somebody even said, I listened to a lot of Lombardi, and he was saying, like, everyone who's given the Buffalo Bills a lot of shit for trading out of the first round and giving the pick to the Chiefs, and the Chiefs ended up taking that fast burner from Texas.
Yeah, Worthy.
Wide receiver.
Worthy,
and everyone who's giving Buffalo shit, like, how could you let them pick it? He's like, people don't realize the Chiefs make mistakes, too. They haven't had, like, a decent wide receiver in a very long time.
It's true. It's
like,
true.
Tony sucked. Hardman was a bust. Like, they've busted out on wide receivers just as much as everybody else. So he's like, people don't know. And he's like, they were probably really 20, maybe a little less, 18 to 20 first rounders, and everyone else had second and third round talent.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone crushed Detroit last year for their two picks, and that worked out for them pretty well.
Yep.
Yep. Absolutely. A couple plays in the Super Bowl, you know?
Absolutely.
I think you're going to love Tracy, the Tyrone guy. I saw a lot of Purdue. He's going to be RB1.
Why did you watch a lot of Purdue games?
Why do you think?
Are they Big Ten West or are they East?
I forget. I think whatever the crappier is, I think.
The West. They stunk this year, Purdue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's good. He's legit.
Shout out Glenn Robinson.
Big dog.
Big dog.
Big dog.
And then,
what about the Jets?
And then the Jets, yeah. So I know I spoke to my Penn State guy, my source.
All right, yeah, at work. I've been waiting for this.
Yeah. And he goes, I'm probably way off. He's like, I've been a Penn State fan, and he's an alum too for, you know, long time. And he's like, year after year, our O-line stinks. So I was just pissed off, and I was like, yeah, he'll probably be a bust, but he's like, I'm probably way off. He'll probably be really good. So
I mean, he gave up one sack in his whole entire career playing in the Big Ten.
In the Big Ten, yeah. That's impressive. So, yeah. But
I'm happy. I think, like, in the future, like, we're going to look back and be like, wow, like, that's a great pick. Like, it seems like the floor is very high for him, right? Like, you're going to have a very good starter, hopefully. For like a decade, right?
That's the hope. Yeah.
It seems like he has his head on his shoulders. He's like, he's in good shape. He's not like a Becton coming in here 500 pounds. So
you can't have enough first round offensive lineman talent.
Yeah.
I mean, you spring them all in.
Exactly.
And also, like, if you think about team needs, like the Jets, I mean, I think offensive line was probably the weakest position for them, no?
Yeah, and we just added four guys in the offseason.
If they're healthy, if they're healthy, like, we don't want him to play at all this year.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Like, we had a good year if he doesn't play. So it's kind of like, oh, you're drafting a backup for a win now team, but I guess they don't want their year to also be over if there's an injury at the offensive line. So
Smith,
I get it. I get it. I wanted Odunze, number one, but I'm not mad at it.
And they want him, too. They want him, too. I think they wanted to trade up, but...
What about Bowers?
Kept getting denied.
I know. I would have liked that, too. It would have been cool, but it was the flashy pick, but
supposedly
I think
they
overall...
they wanted him.
Yeah. I get this is the smarter pick.
Yeah.
I agree with it.
I don't feel good about first-round tight ends. Unless it's Jeremy Shockey.
Giants legend.
Was he first round, Shockey?
Yeah, and he was a stud to start up.
I love Shockey. I love
him. They traded up for him.
That's right.
Those first couple years, he was such a monster.
Yeah.
The U.
Yeah, he was huge. He was huge here. And then, yeah, obviously, Malachi Corley, the wide receiver we got. The Yak King.
Yeah, that's my favorite pick.
The Yak King, baby. Pick. This guy's a fucking beast. Would he bench... like 300, like how many reps?
A ton. He did like 25 more reps than Debo did or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you guys are talking about that guy, the running back out of Wisconsin.
Oh, God.
He looks like a tank.
He's
guy.
Even bigger.
He's huge.
Yeah, Braylon Allen.
Braylon Allen, yeah.
Braylon Allen.
And all these guys, like he's a top cash protector.
So, which is great. They clearly went for that too with their running.
I guess bench pressing translates to pass protection, right?
That might
be thing it translates.
Yeah. And they recruited him initially as a defensive player, so he has like that mentality.
Ah,
you talking about Allen, the Wisconsin kid?
Allen.
He's smart. Yeah,
maybe because of my days loving, like, you know, Brandon Jacobs, and then before him, like Jerome Bettis. Those big backs, they like pound your defense. They really beat them up.
I feel like teams have like gotten away from that completely.
Yeah, you got Breece with the finesse, and then bringing Allen with the, you know, kind of like what the Giants have with Thunder and Lightning. Was it Jacobs and
Bradshaw?
And Bradshaw. Yeah.
And Ron Dane and Tiki Barber.
Barber. Jets with Thomas Jones and. What was his name?
LaDainian Tomlinson?
No, before LaDainian Tomlinson.
Lamont Murray.
Sean Green? Washington. Oh, Leon Washington? Oh, Sean Green. Was it
Lamont Murray? Lamont Jordan?
Lamont Jordan was like Pennington era.
Yeah, he was that era.
Curtis Martin.
But who was it with Thomas Jones? They had a finesse guy. I forget.
It wasn't Leon. Oh, no, Leon.
Sean Green, right?
Sean Green, I'm pretty sure, I think.
Yeah. But he was like big.
He was bigger. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe not a good comparison. But, and then we drafted another running back from South Dakota State or something like that. But
and he's big. He's another big guy.
Another big dude. Loser. And then we got my guy, Jordan Travis. Got our future QB.
Spoke it into existence.
What round was he drafted?
Fourth round he went, Paul?
Yeah. All right.
No, I think it was fifth. It was fifth round.
Was it fifth round?
Yeah, because Joe Douglas traded 18 times during the draft.
Yeah, it was like my head was spinning.
So that's what I'm saying. I think that the value was – like this draft wasn't good. It wasn't good for that. So that teams would rather move down or move out completely so that next year, if it's a deeper draft, they could have better players. That's what Philly did, I felt like.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Jets did that one time, the one trade, Tony. They traded – a fourth this year for a third next year. They're going to have an extra third next year. I like that.
Yeah, love that move.
That was a good.
But yeah, you get your quarterback of the future. This guy was a Heisman candidate, and he doesn't get hurt. They maybe go to the playoff. They stay undefeated. I don't think they go all the way. They probably would have lost to Michigan, but this guy, you know, he's a stud. Just sit and learn for 2 years, 3 years, whatever, you know? That's it. Get healthy.
Yep.
So... I love it. Am I missing anyone on the Jets that we got a few other guys. We got the Canadian cornerback, Swiggers or whatever.
I'm not going to attempt to say his name.
Montez Swiggers or something. He's from Canada.
Yeah.
That was random. And then I forget.
They got Mr. Irrelevant.
Oh, yeah. We had Mr. Irrelevant, the Alabama DB.
Something key? Yeah. So whatever.
Something key. Yeah, shouts to Joe DeFaz. He said he's good, you know, ball hawk type. So we'll see.
Shout out to the Eagles drafting a white corner, by the way.
Oh, they got the Iowa kid?
Yeah.
I heard he's like Caucasian folks' Jackie Robinson. Broke the color barrier. Breaking down barriers.
The next Seahorn. Next Jason Seahorn. There we go.
Yeah, maybe we'll see him on a billboard in his underwear.
Can we talk about Atlanta taking Penix?
Oh,
yeah.
We're definitely talking about it because I'm upset. I'm not going to see him play football for like 3 years. It sucks.
What the hell?
Atlanta has the worst front office in the NFL. They haven't been able to block for 4 years. They refuse to address that. It kind of reminds me of the Matt Millen Lions teams where they just kept drafting wide receivers every year. Even though they couldn't block or they didn't have a quarterback. Like they draft Drake London, they draft the tight end from Florida. Now they get a quarterback when they already have a quarterback. None of it makes sense.
And it's crazy. They're like the favorite for the division. So you would think you would add an impact player to help. Seriously. Like on defense. That was
bizarre.
That was bizarre.
Even Arthur Blank was like shocked. He got in the guy's face practically.
Yeah, like you must be trying to get fired. Like, you don't talk to your owner and let him know what you're doing.
And Kirk Cousins was pissed. How did that leak out, first of all? Like, how does that leak out?
So, here's the thing. It didn't leak. They admitted it. So, Lombardi was like, these idiots, they indict themselves. They tell you how stupid they are. because they told you that Bill Belichick didn't make it into their top three coaching candidates.
Yeah.
Then they sign Kirk Cousins to like this massive $100 million guaranteed, $130 million total. Meanwhile, like before the legal tampering thing started, he was already buying homes, looking at homes or buying a home in Georgia. Like, so they're gonna forfeit draft picks. And then they tell you, they say this thing that what did the GM say? Oh, yeah, if we don't see Penix for 4 to 5 years, that's a good problem to have. And Lombardi's like, hey, idiot, you have to pick up the option in the fourth year. Like, what are you talking about? So you're going to pick up the option on a quarterback you've never seen play? Like, none of it makes sense. They're just really dumb.
Also, by year four, he's going to be like 37. and he's had two ACL tears, and he's lefty, which
so,
shout out Lefty High, but I mean, lefty quarterbacks now, forget it.
They admitted that they called Kirk Cousins during the, you know, when they give you 10 minutes to pick, they called him and told him, hey, we're taking Penix. And he like didn't know what to say. He was shocked.
Yeah, was that's like, wild.
Okay.
Why? Like, why? Like, I was convinced the Raiders were going to pick him. He would start right away. He'd have Devontae. You know, instead they go Bowers and they got Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew were going to fight it out. Like, what are the Raiders doing? They should have
things happen. Like Kirk Cousins could fall off a cliff because he's old and he's been around. He could fall.
What was his injury? Achilles?
Achilles. Yeah.
Yeah. So he might be done. He might be done.
Maybe that's why.
He could
why.
Be dead. But it's just like teams that are looking. If you loved Penix, right? You didn't love him from one workout. You had to watch him. It seems like they didn't watch him until they like saw one Pro Bowl like Pro Day tape, and they were like, "Oh, we love this guy."
He didn't even visit. I know. He didn't visit.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Crazy. Didn't even visit.
Because then you wouldn't have signed. If you were in love with Penix and you knew in January you were picking at, what was it, 7 or 8, whatever
yeah.
it was?
8, yeah.
8? Like, you wouldn't have signed this guy to $100 million guaranteed. Mm-hmm. You would have had $100 million to sign other guys.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think we're angling towards a draft. Maybe in the next 4 years, where like every first round pick is a quarterback, because if you look at this draft even now, like McCarthy and Penix, like both of these guys all year were second rounders. Like for all of a sudden, like McCarthy has one decent workout, and I was on board too. I was drinking the Kool-Aid also. Now he's like, are we going to take him at 6? And he ends up taking at 13. Penix, I mean, did he have a good year? Yeah, but like first round for a guy that, you know, had his injuries and is his age. And same thing with Bo Nix. Like, I don't really see it with these guys. So
here's the thing with Bo Nix, though. I'll say this. I kind of trust Sean Payton.
Yeah, right? I agree.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Sean Payton probably knows more than a lot of people. Especially
my favorite Bo Nix stat, besides the fact that he's 48 years old, is 38% of his throws this year were behind the line of scrimmage.
Wow.
I don't know. I mean, he's obviously pretty mobile, but I mean, I never thought he was a good quarterback when he was at Auburn.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, guys go to Oregon, they get into a different system and it looks different, but I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens. But
yeah, I think if any team was going to draft him, it would have been the Broncos, because Sean Payton, you know, he can work some magic. We saw, I think, did we all see this? The side to side, Zach Wilson's first few years versus Drew Brees. First few years, Zach's stats were actually better.
Yeah, you know, it's a different era, though.
No, I know. But, like, Drew Brees, like, I feel like, I mean, he ended up being good on the Chargers, but he didn't become Drew Brees, I feel like, until the Saints.
No.
You know? So, Sean Payton, I don't know. We'll see. But, yeah, the Penix thing, I mean, yeah, it's a shame. But
does Nick start, or does Wilson?
I think it's going to be interesting. That should be Hard Knocks.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Jared Stidham.
No way. Can you imagine? It's neither of them.
Well, I don't think it's going to be Zach Wilson. Definitely not. I think
exactly.
Zach Wilson,
yeah.
Third string.
No okay. Shot.
But, yeah. So we'll see. Yeah, maybe Kirk Cousins really is more hurt than we think. Or, you know, maybe that's why.
But here's the thing. okay, here's the thing with that, though. If, say, Kirk Cousins just sucks or he's injured, whatever, and you have Penix, and that's great, right? Like, Penix is doing well. You defeat the purpose of having the rookie paying scale because you're still paying Kirk Cousins. Yes,
it's a great point.
I know.
Like, yes, that's a great point.
The purpose of having a really good rookie quarterback or in that those first couple of years is that you can pay all the defense and linemen and wide receivers $100 million because your quarterback's making peanuts.
That's such a good point, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's out the window because you're paying Cousins. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty it shot. Makes no sense. It is insane.
Pretty shot. Yeah. I don't get it. Was there any other shocking picks or anything throughout the draft? I mean, that was pretty much the big one. Otherwise, everything else kind of... Yeah, I mean, the Bears, they're loaded now on offense. So...
The Bears.
They're going to be...
What do we think about the Redskins with Jaden?
Yeah.
I like it. They had a good draft.
They had a good draft, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. They're just still the Redskins to me.
I know, that's how I feel.
I don't care what they do.
Yeah, I feel like they'll suck forever.
They're just mediocrity, yeah.
They could have a basketball team and have Wembanyama and Anthony Edwards, and I would still say, all right, they're going to lose to the Giants.
Yeah, they'll figure out a way to fuck it up.
They're just so mediocre,
I didn't realize how old he was until they had a clip of him.
Oh yeah, yeah. I know what you're about
hitting
to say.
Hitting Brandon Ayuk for a touchdown at Arizona State, and he was playing against Justin Herbert.
Yeah, yeah. Pre-COVID, like, it was nuts.
I had no idea.
Yeah, yeah. He's been in college a long time. COVID fucked everything up.
death taxes, and they're gonna lose to the Giants at MetLife until that stops. Yeah,
yeah, that's like the one thing we could pencil in for the Giants.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be good, but also, I don't know, like, how much of it was Brian Kelly's offense and, like, the people around him, neighbors and Brian Thomas.
Yeah
two first-round receivers.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, that's why I think none of these guys were good. The only one I wanted was May if he sat for 2 years. And that's, like, crazy for me to say. It sounds so stupid. Like, you're going to draft a quarterback and have him sit for 2 years, but it's almost like – you know, you just need them to learn how to play the game before they can step on the field.
Didn't Belichick say he should sit? I mean, he was pretty
critical. He didn't know how to read the defense. He had all the talent in the world, but he didn't know how to read a defense.
Yeah, and he's like, his footing's bad. Like, he was real critical of him.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear Merrill Hodge said about Drake May?
Oh, he's like, do not draft
him. Oh,
my God.
Oh, yeah.
He went to town for the entire draft process. He was going to town on him. I was like,
and Hodge is normally like very on point too.
Yeah, he was right about Tebow. He said he was referring to Drake May as if it was Tebow. He's like whoever drafts him is getting fired. I was like, oh, okay. Wow.
Whatever. Yeah. Go ahead. Pats.
So to that point, what do you really think about Caleb Williams? What do you think he's going to be?
I mean, with that team, I think he's going to be good. That team is loaded.
I'd say pre-draft. He was it almost seemed like he could give a shit. And then I think once he got drafted, something flipped. He seemed really happy and excited. Like, he seems pumped. Like, truly.
He's got all the talent, and he's in a great situation. I'm just worried about the whole mentality. He just gives me Kyrie vibes sometimes.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah. Big Kyrie vibes.
His favorite player is Aaron Rodgers. He says his GOAT is Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, which I found kind of funny. Yeah, he's like, I grew up in D.C. I was not a Redskins fan. He's like, I was like a player fan. He's like, Rodgers is my guy. He's like, okay.
Interesting.
So they couldn't be more different.
But I think like Rodgers is a little, like, he gets criticized for being a little out there and stuff like that.
Yeah, good point.
Same thing with Williams, right? But
they're out there, out there in different ways. Yeah, that's true.
The Bears have never had a good quarterback, and they've never had a good wide receiver, so. Maybe it'll happen.
Yeah.
That division is tough now.
Yeah.
Yeah. NFC North and the AFC North. Those are the two. the North. Kings of the North. Yeah. It's going to be interesting. What else in the draft? What else?
I thought the best defense, like, so there was a huge run on offensive players, right? and the best defensive players, the best rusher went to the Colts, and then the best defensive tackle went to the Seahawks, and that was like pick 16 and 17 or 15 and 16.
Yeah,
and it's like, wow. Even the Colts, the GM, he's like, wow, we just got the best rusher in the draft.
Yeah, the kid from UCLA, Latu, whatever. Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, it is crazy. It took 15 or 16 picks for defense. How about the crazy
Dolphins? They drafted that running back from Tennessee. How many running backs did they need?
He's good.
That kid is so good. They really have
so much speed on that team.
So Dan Soder, who's Mike McDaniel's best friend. They were best friends. So Dan Soder and Mike McDaniel were best friends in middle school. And then I guess one of them moved and they didn't go to the same high school, but they've remained like really good friends. And like to this day, they're like still really tight. So like McDaniel hooks them up with tickets all the time and they're like, you know, they hang out and the whole thing.
Soder gives him weed.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. He said the vaping thing was true. He was really vaping on the sidelines. He said like from the get, like when they were younger, like he loved scheming plays and he loved like really fast players, like that's just like how he's always been. So like, yeah, he that's intentional. He really wants like a fast team.
Might have been one of those guys because he's brilliant. He's like an MIT grad.
Yeah, went to Yale, right?
He might have been one of these like really brilliant stoner kids who just, you gave him Madden and he like memorized the playbook.
Yes.
That's what Soder said. That's exactly what it was. Exactly. Yeah.
He memorized all the plays in the playbooks, and he knew what plays, and that was like fun for him.
Yeah,
yeah, running back circles with Indianapolis.
Yeah, that's Paul's play forever. So now we, you know, no football for months. You know, like anything. Now it's like the time of the year where it's just like there's nothing going on.
What do you mean? Get NBA playoffs.
NBA playoffs.
With football. Nothing with football.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. May, June, nothing. July, late July is training camp. So.
Yeah, I think you probably have the rookie camp in May.
That's true. You might get some of that. June, there's like literally nothing, I feel like. That's like, they all go on vacations and stuff. Yeah.
But now they're talking about 18.
That was interesting. Season. Yeah,
two bye weeks. So then we get the Super Bowl, the Sunday before President's Day.
No, the Sunday of. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah.
I love it. Two preseason games, good.
You get two bye weeks.
Two bye weeks. Good.
They need that. They need an extra bye.
And then
make it happen.
Yeah. Thing is, my company doesn't take President's Day. It's not a holiday at my company. I don't know about you guys. No?
I mean, I'll work it anyway. I mean, or not.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Juice. Like, does the hospital close for...
No, not at all. Day after Super Bowl is always like a day that I just take off.
I
put it in the calendar, like, scheduled.
Yeah, it's the number one PTO call out.
Because that's why I just want to watch. I spend the day hanging out with friends, and you just want to eat junk and drink and stay up late and not worry about anything.
It would make it like an even bigger party day, though, if all of a sudden, like, you know, no school the next day, that sort of thing. So
I don't know. I wouldn't be opposed to moving to Saturday.
Right. I think that's
what it yeah.
That's
yeah.
the argument. Yeah. Just make it Saturday.
Why not?
But I get, you know, it's like, you know, NFL's played on Sundays. It should be a Sunday.
Yeah, it's tradition.
Tradition,
yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, cool. Cool. What else in football? Reggie Heisman got his Reggie Heisman. Yeah, Reggie Heisman. Reggie Bush got his Heisman. Finally.
Finally. That time.
Yeah. So that was nice to hear.
He always had it, right? They didn't like come to his house and take the trophy, did they?
No, he didn't have it.
They literally took it, like physically took it.
They went to his house and took it.
Maybe Josh, you might be right. I think he hit it. And he's like, nah.
No, I think what it was is like he probably had it in his house. But they removed him from all like Heisman activity, meaning like if they had a Heisman like dinner or like Heisman weekend, they stopped inviting him to shit. And I don't think he was in that Heisman house, those Nissan.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't.
So all that stuff.
Such a joke. Like, we're just going to, like, forget that that happened, that he was, like,
he is the greatest ever. Like, he's the greatest college football player I've ever seen.
I agree.
The greatest alive. Yeah.
100%. Yeah. I'd put him, you know, I always talk about, like, Jay Williams, Duke. Like, he was maybe the best college basketball. Same with Reggie Bush, like, football. Like,
let's give it a top five. Reggie, right? Reggie Bush.
Okay.
I'd say Ricky Williams.
He was great.
Put Ricky in there.
How about Vince Young?
Vince Young. Yep.
Vince Young was unreal.
He was amazing.
That's got to be someone from Miami.
Charles Woodson, right? Maybe?
Woodson?
Woodson's up there.
I know it was only 1 year, but man, Joe Burrow that year at LSU.
That was some year.
Shit, was he good.
That was some
Cordell
year.
Cordell Stewart?
Maurice Claret.
Yeah.
Charlie Ward?
Charlie Ward.
Jim Brown?
Yeah. Willis McGahee. There were some good ones.
But yeah.
How about Sue?
Not a consult.
Oh, Dominic. Nebraska.
Yeah. Yeah, he was dominant.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, Bush, you got to put up there. That team, like Bush, you know, Liner, Carroll, like that was like.
Yeah, they were loaded.
Oh, my God. If they didn't lose that heartbreaker to Texas, you know, Vince Young.
Texas.
Yeah. That 4th-and-1, they gave it to Bush instead of Lendale White. I didn't get that.
Yeah. Yeah. Pound it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then what else? What else? What else is going on? NHL playoffs, Rangers sweep.
Rangers sweep.
So on to the next. Who they play
What's
next?
What's more expensive tickets, Rangers or Knicks right now?
Oh, I think the Knicks.
I think the Rangers is.
I heard the Rangers are.
I thought the Knicks, the cheapest ticket to get in tomorrow night is like $450.
No, it's $1,000.
No, that was for a couple.
You sure?
Almost positive. I could be wrong, but.
I think the Rangers tickets are as expensive, if not more expensive. It's a lot of money.
I think they played the winner of like Boston and Toronto.
I think it's Carolina or the Islanders.
They would play Carolina already?
Yeah.
They're tough. I think they're the.
What's that series now? What was it? 3-1 Carolina?
3-1.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me see. 3-1. Yeah, it's 3-1.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, this is the year. The Garden. Nixon Rangers. 30 years later.
1994. Yeah. 30 years. Yeah.
30 years later. Let's see. Let's see what happens.
And OJ died.
And OJ died. Yeah. A lot of.
Earthquake.
A lot of signs.
1994 was also arguably maybe the best year of rap. Rap music. Illmatic.
Not this year. I couldn't even name you a rapper.
bunch of good albums. Skitty
bebop, bada boobop. Like, I don't even know what rap
is
now.
I don't even know what rap is anymore.
What about the Yankees and Mets? They're doing good.
Yeah, they're both killing it. You know, it's April. So, but no, both
I'm
look
excited
good.
To get to the stadium.
What's that?
Yeah, I'm excited to get to the stadium at some point.
Yeah.
Phillies?
I'd like to go to a game. It's been a while. But yeah, both
Billy's
teams.
Phillies, the worst part of America, Phillies.
River Ave. Yeah, Mets had a rough start there, but they're starting to come around. And then the Yanks have been pretty flawless so far. See how the pitching holds up. Did you guys happen to see, I know it's been a few weeks now, but Ryan Garcia, you see that fight?
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw the highlights.
Yeah.
So was he just like trolling everyone?
What do you mean? Like just with the erratic behavior?
Yeah. Like you would think he was like smoking crack 24/7.
I think he's just like that. Cause I've seen a couple of post-fight interviews and he's very religious. He claims he's really trying to fight child sex trafficking. He's going to Congress. Yeah, we'll see if that actually happens.
He was a huge underdog in this fight.
Which is crazy.
600
Huge underdog.
He didn't make weight.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. I bet it. Him to have, you know, winning, you know, 1 through 6 rounds, and he almost did. He almost knocked him down. And then I think he didn't knock him down until like 7th or 8th. And then
that probably would have been a nice payout.
Yeah, though. It would have been. And then I think he's fighting again pretty soon. I forget when, but I thought he said he had something coming up. But that, and then the UFC, was pretty unbelievable. With
300, yeah.
The Holloway knockout. Oh my god!
Oh, that was not. That was
epic.
That was amazing. It's coming to Jersey, right?
I gotta start watching it more. UFC.
Same. Yeah, it's coming to The Rock, right?
I don't know if I can afford TV anymore. Like I got a bill for ESPN Plus, and I just like looked at it. It was like $120 or $110 or something like that for the year. And I was like, "What is this?" And then, like, I got ESPN Plus originally because it was originally, I don't know if you remember, I'm dating myself now. You remember it was like ESPN Insider, and you could read.
Yes, I had like that too. Chad Ford. Mm-hmm.
That was a big deal.
Chad Ford.
$5 a month, right? And that's how I got my start. And then they have this bullshit app now, and it's the worst app. ESPN app sucks.
It's bad.
And
yeah,
they put the pay per views on it and everything. And then it used to be like $60 for the year. Now it's like $110, $120, and I don't know. I might cancel it.
$185 in crypto for the whole year, Apollo. You get every channel. The only thing is, I'm about to watch Game 4 of the Knicks now.
It's pretty delayed, yeah. I don't know. Maybe that's the way to go. It's expensive.
Wait, you paid for it in crypto?
Yeah, you can only pay for it in crypto.
Oh, you can only. That's amazing.
Yeah, then I'll take cash.
You're holding, right?
Yeah, but I didn't know like Apollo was just that.
That's hilarious.
That's awesome. I gotta look into
it. About it. All right. If I pay for this, it's like $110 for ESPN. Then Netflix is like $20. Then Amazon Prime is whatever that costs, like $150 or whatever it is. Then you have what's the other one? Peacock. That's like $6. Like it all adds up. At the end of the day, it's like I might as well just have like regular cable.
I got it all on Apollo. I got Prime. I got Netflix. I got Apple TV. It's all on Apollo. I got movies that are in theaters now. $185 in crypto.
Not bad. Not bad.
I don't have crypto. Shit.
But you saw what happened today. The Thunder. Their game got blacked out in Oklahoma City. You can only stream it.
Why?
It's something with the NBA regulations. It was bullshit. So it's on NBA TV. And I don't know.
That's
weird. They got blacked out. Imagine like not having that. Like you can't watch your team.
That's how it used to be back in the day, apparently.
But they gotta fix that. They should not have that issue now. Like
I don't know how many years it's been, right? But think about how ridiculous it was that Seattle's one of the biggest markets in the country. Like they go from Seattle to Oklahoma City. Like,
I know.
What the fuck? Like imagine that happened. Imagine the Knicks moved to like Sarasota.
Yeah. It's crazy. I don't know how. I gotta look at the
history. Yeah, how did they get approved?
Yeah, like why OKC? Like Oklahoma
had to be. Their owner has to be some like big head honcho that had a lot of sway, and he wanted it there.
It's just weird. That's like a college town, right? They care about the Sooners. They care about the Cowboys.
I don't think they have another pro sports team except for the Thunder.
Yeah, that's it. It's a big college town. Is Norman's?
Yeah, they're like. I think that's like SEC. That's SEC country.
Yeah. Well, actually, they were Big 12, but now they're SEC, 12, right?
Yeah, true. Now it's SEC.
I don't know if OK State is going.
No,
to
No, they
SEC.
They're still
Big 12.
Big 12.
Yeah. Like you pay for all these, and I don't even have Apple TV, which like that's another thing. Like apparently, if some games, Yankee games, are on Apple TV, but it's like I pay for all these different fucking apps. And then I end up just watching cooking reels on Instagram while the shit is like going on in the background. So yeah. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Well, it's stupid though. Like, say like there's like the Yankee game on and like a Knick game at the same time, and Yankees are on Apple. I can't just switch the channel, go to the Knick game. I'm not logging out. It's
that's
like
what
ridiculous.
I hate. I know.
And that's the biggest problem with older people because it's like it's difficult. How they and I'm starting to get there. Like. certain times, certain TVs, I'm like, all right, I just want to get to the channel and watch the game. Like, it's annoying having to
switch. If I'm at somebody's house and someone's like, turn the TV on, I'm like, I don't know. This is like, this might
well be on. I know. Everything is different for every single
Everything
household.
Is different. I know. It's why I kind of want to like keep cable, because it's like, it's, yeah, the streaming is just too much sometimes. It's like too, I don't know.
It was so simple when we were young and we all had the black box.
That's it.
That was it.
That's it. That's it. It keeps evolving too. It keeps changing. I feel like it's just going to get worse. I don't know.
But essentially, that's what Adam has. Adam has the black box.
You have to like type in a blood code for Mortal Kombat to actually get the screen to download it. It's insane.
So it's an app on the smart TV, or is your jailbreak?
It's on like the Fire Stick, and then you got to go to downloader, and then when you're in downloader, you have to press like up, down, left, right. Tackle.
I got it.
That's like Cody. Remember Cody? Remember that?
Yeah. I don't know Cody.
Cody was like, you would get like the movies, and yeah, you had to do like. You had to
jailbreak it.
Jailbreak it, exactly. Yeah, I remember having to do that. It took like a half hour. Adam, essentially what you said, like left, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, all this like weird shit.
It took me 2 hours to get. Now I was like, all right, now I got TV. Cool.
I just need my basketball and football games, and I need American Idol and some cooking, maybe. I'm very simple.
By the way, I have like 100 of those Instagram cooking reels saved, and I've never made one.
I love the Instagram or YouTube has YouTube Shorts. They have a bunch of cooking ones I've watched before. I learned how to make Gordon Ramsay's eggs on a YouTube short. Yeah,
were they good?
Oh, they're delicious. You do 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off, 30 seconds on, a little creme froid, and some chives.
I gotta check it out.
Mix it the right way. Yeah. I'll see if I'll find the video. I'll send it to the chat.
Send that shit.
Speaking of crypto, real quick, that guy who burned himself outside of the courthouse.
Uh-huh.
You hear about this? His manifesto, he said crypto is a big Ponzi scheme?
Of course.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, it's all fake bullshit.
So you're out. You're like, I'm done.
Well, like, is there anything that could happen in this world that would make you light yourself on fire?
It's not like changing the world.
That guy was nuts.
Like, these people, like, they're like, it's gonna change the world. Like, no, like, it's, no. They're just using it now, like these institutions to like trade it, and they're just using it as a tool to make money, make it volatile, and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, there's it's an extension of the stock market now. That's it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Hey. But yeah, Adam, to answer your question, is there anything that would make me burn myself on fire? Light myself on fire? I don't know.
Did he die?
No, I think he's still alive somehow.
How? I saw the video. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, when they threw him on the stretcher. Everyone in the comments was like, that would never happen. Like,
barbecue chicken.
Like, even like paramedics were like, you're not supposed to do that. Like, people were saying it was like fake. It was like a body double. I don't know. Everything's fake. Everything's fake and gay.
Except for Jalen Brunson.
Yes, our 1A dude.
Da Bears.
I love it. Like when he's doing the bear claw thing. Oh my
God. There's so many pictures of him doing the bear claw. Like, what is happening?
It's almost like he's like growling too. He's like, grrr. I'm gonna root for him. I gotta root for him.
I hope he does well next. Yeah.
Listen, he's an unbelievable talent. I saw him up close and personal.
He really is.
You know,
he's like my nail polish. I got this nail color to match my lady's dress, and I'm like, wait a minute, what? Yeah. You're painting your nails.
After one of the games that they lost, they're like, what are you gonna do? And he's just like, I'm gonna cuddle with my dog and watch Friends. Like, what? He said that.
Oh my God, I love it. I love
it. They're gonna try to kill him. They're gonna try to kill him in the NFC North.
Yeah. Oh man. So, anything else, guys?
This commercial with Jason Tatum when he's at the press conference and it says, like, playoff Jason is not a thing. That's not going to end well for him this year.
Playoff P. Remember Paul George?
It's going to become a meme, like, with that caption, 100%.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
It's next year, baby. It's kind of do or die for the Celtics. It's a lot of pressure on the Celtics. If they don't win it this year.
Oh, yeah.
Big time. They just said KP, it's not an Achilles, but he's getting imaging on his calf. Calves are, like, tricky. That could be a long-term thing.
It's been kind of a theme in the playoffs, I feel like. A lot of calf injuries.
Yeah, Giannis, Murray, now KP.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is weird. Huh.
Should have got the Johnny Drama implant.
Oh, I want to watch. I was thinking about watching that again.
Me too.
I need something mindless.
Me too. I know. There's like no good shows anymore. I'm like, should I just binge something like old, like an old show? Like Entourage is a great binge.
Entourage, half an hour long.
It'd be weird to go back and watch that too, because that's like so dated now. Maybe, you know.
Maybe I'll do Curb from all the way back.
So wow. I actually started from the beginning. It is so old. I didn't realize how long it was on the air.
It was pre-9/11.
Yeah, it was the year 2000.
Crazy.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Crazy. Wow. 24 years. Nuts.
I had no idea.
Wait, 24 years? How many seasons are there?
Yeah, but they were 12, like 13 skipping years or something. Also. They were like skipping them. Yeah, they didn't do it every year.
Yeah, 13. Because he took a really big break a few years ago. Where it was like pretty much, he said like five times, yeah, it's over. He just come back. I think this is it though. I think it's officially. Did you guys watch this past season?
Yeah,
a few episodes. Yeah, I got
pretty good.
There was like three like really good episodes. I thought.
Yeah, it was a little hit or miss.
The billboard one with Susie.
That was great.
Oh my god! I pissed my pants laughing. That was hilarious.
Yeah. Now Caldwell Pope is hurt. His calf.
No way.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, chaos.
That's weird.
It's the liberals. They're taking our caps.
It's definitely done, though, Curb. He's not coming back at
all. I think this is it.
Yeah, this is the finale. If you see the finale, it definitely seems like it's over.
Yeah, yeah. Richard Lewis passed, you know, like Funkhauser died a few years ago. I think, it's over.
Funkhauser died?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what's his name in real life? Shit.
He died. He died a couple of years ago.
He died
ago,
a few
right?
years
Richard
ago.
Lewis.
Yeah.
Richard Lewis looked like a corpse on the show.
Oh, I know. They joke about it too. Larry's like, "You're not dead yet."
Yeah.
They were born like the same hospital, like a day apart or something like something crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they've known each other literally their entire lives.
Wow.
Grew up in Brooklyn together. Crazy.
Yeah, Cobo Pope is done, man. Shit.
But all right,
it's a war of attrition these playoffs, huh?
Definitely.
That's it. I think the Knicks are Bogey out, Randall, Mitch. Actually, they're starting to drop like flies too. Fuck.
Maybe Alec Burks is going to clinch the game.
Oh my god!
Tomorrow, that'd be something.
That'd be funny. Well, they probably need him. That's crazy.
I know who will.
Deuce McBride. Deuce, yeah, he's been. I can't believe we took us this long in the pod to mention him. It's been awesome.
Yeah, he might be my favorite player.
He's been great. He like doesn't miss a three.
Nah, his floaters, his bang shot, lefty, unbelievable.
His defense and it's been amazing.
And he's getting paid minimum wage, same as like a Dunkin' Donut worker.
That too.
Not bad.
Not
so what time is the game? 7:30 tomorrow?
7, I think, actually. It'll start.
Adam,
it'll tip.
You wanna have a watch party?
Yeah, I'm gonna get my B jersey ready.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, you should be happy though. This is good. We're knocking Embiid out.
It's definitely good.
Yeah. If it was Milwaukee though versus the Knicks, who would you root for?
Oh, I'd root for the Bucks probably.
Even though you hate Giannis.
Yeah, because I can't root for the Knicks. I get it.
I completely get it.
Too many of us around you.
Yeah. I get it.
I mean, I'm not like I said to you guys, like it's not like I'm super invested in like, hey, I need Philly to win this, you know? But I just can't root for the Knicks.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No, you're surrounded. You're surrounded. I get it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I tell you what though, we get the Pacers. You know who's going to be the villain? Because there's always a villain now with the Knicks fans.
Tully, Mr. Tully, yeah.
Oh, Tully, yeah. Shouts to Boogs. Yeah. Well, definitely him. Actually, no, I have another Pacers fan in my life. I have a coworker who's a Pacers fan. In team meetings, I talk shit all the time to him.
So who's your villain, Halliburton?
Oh, Halliburton, yeah, 100%. Remember he got in that little scuffle with Devo?
Yeah, you got to be good, though, to be a villain. I think he's trash now. I don't know what happened to him.
I would hope Wally Szczerbiak just talks a lot.
I was going to say.
First off, he's a fucking creep. That shit with his voice is legit disturbing.
I don't understand.
I don't get it.
Yeah, he changes his voice, right, or something?
And he's like, I don't even notice it. Like, what? You're a fucking, like, alien. Like, who are you? Like,
I missed this.
I haven't seen this.
Oh, you gotta look it up,
Adam. You have to. He's done it.
It is. I remember it being really weird.
It's like, creepy.
He legitimately goes like, and then like out of nowhere, it's like, well,
no, like
bizarre.
Like no joke. He did it on Pat McAfee, and then he did it in like a press conference recently.
They called him out at Pat McAfee. They're like, whoa, your voice just changed.
Yeah.
He's like, what?
He's like, oh yeah, does that? It's like what?
I think Carl Anthony Towns does that too. He has like 8 different voices.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, yeah.
You've seen that? There's like a clip. I gotta find it.
Super. He's very zesty.
Yeah, he's another one. He's interesting. Yeah.
Him and Jersey Boy.
Him and Caleb would be a hot couple.
What about the Timberwolves coach?
Oh, Finch.
Oh yeah. He like ruptured his patella.
So does that mean
that's a tough injury?
Is he just gonna sit the whole time? I mean, he can't stand up.
They're gonna wheel him out like Hannibal Lecter for game one.
All I know that's is guys when they rupture their patella, they're never the same. Jason Kidd, Penny Hardaway, Allen Houston, Antonio McDice.
And now this coach.
He's fucked.
What if he really can't like he can't stand up during? Well, I guess you could just sit during games. Coaches, believe it or not, used to sit during games.
Yeah, but is he gonna put off surgery? Because you have to get surgery. So, like, how is he gonna coach? I don't know.
It's gotta be a war. He's gotta tough it out.
Man, that's tough.
That's hard, especially because they're rolling right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I'm ready.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the playoffs end in, like, September, so we have a long way to go.
I can't believe how long the playoffs are. 2 months. That's crazy.
First round, like, oh, my God.
We're not even out of game 6 yet, and I feel like this thing's been going on for a month.
Yeah.
They said, because there are scenes now where, like, Kenny Smith, Shaq, and Barkley, they're just dicking around more than ever now. And they're like, yeah, the playoffs have been really long. They probably just have, like, cabin fever of being together.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're hysterical.
What was Barkley talking about? Like, Galveston, the dirty water.
They're not going to go to Cancun. They're going to Galveston.
Dirty-ass water in Galveston. And then he's talking about the big women. How many big women did Barkley bang in San Antonio back in the day? Like, well, bringing that up.
How about the girls that went to the San Antonio game? Like, they're all like decent looking women or older good looking women with like T-shirts that say like Barkley was wrong or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Barkley doesn't know or something. I gotta find this stuff. It's amazing.
Why is it such a fat city? Is it the Tex-Mex?
Like, they're not from San Antonio. They're plants, transplants. Like,
yeah. It's like, that girl's from Dallas. They flew that girl in from Dallas.
Yeah.
Is it the Tex-Mex? Why is it so such a fat city?
I think Houston's worse. I think Houston's the fattest city in the U.S.
I thought it's definitely one of those two. Yeah.
down south pride. Yeah, like all that stuff.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be the food and I don't know. A lot of beans. Tex-Mex, probably.
Yeah. Fried chicken.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That's big down there.
Yeah. It's true. It's true.
Drinking that lean like powwow, baby.
Powwow, baby. Yeah. Houston had a period there for rap.
Rap in general had periods. And then now, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Adam, do you play rap at the gym?
It's mostly top 40.
Yeah, he got it.
Now, 246.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those. Yeah, it's whatever.
They're still coming out. I saw someone, I think it was like DJ. Someone posted that recently. There's like, they keep posting nows.
In today's Basecamp mix, there was that Beyonce country song, but it was like remixed by the DJ or whatever.
Oh,
it wasn't bad. I don't know. Well, it's just background noise at this point.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I bet.
Beyonce.
Yeah. So. All right, guys. Anything else?
Can't think of anything. I think we hit it all.
What's next? I mean, I guess we'll come back. We'll do our regular schedule 2 weeks from now because there's nothing like really. Like, I know we wanted to like recap the draft. Like, now it's just NBA playoffs, really. So we'll come back in 2 weeks, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it'll be like the nitty gritty at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure something unforeseen will happen.
Between the actual games and then, like, it feels like there's a little bit of a tipping point for a lot of these teams, so I think there's going to be some trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, cool. So come back in 2 weeks. Definitely NBA will know a lot more. NHL some more, you know. And Kentucky Derby Saturday? Yeah? I haven't even looked at it.
This Saturday?
Yeah, I haven't even looked.
Make some mint juleps?
Yeah. I don't know who the favorite is. I know nothing. Listen to Moose, our guy Moose. Him and what's his face? They do a podcast, Bet the Ponies.
McGonagall?
No, Francesa's producer. What the hell's his name?
Monzo?
Monzo, yeah. Moose and Mons. They do a good podcast. Bet the Ponies. So
yeah. It's hidden exacta. How you down?
Yeah, I need to. So
Let's go.
All right, guys.
Take it easy.
Take care. Comb your hair.
See it.
The Bears.